This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day to you. I'm here with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. This first few days of the week, and maybe through the course of the week, there will be time devoted to what happened on September 11th, 2001. Something that every time I get in it, Jennifer can remember. I don't think you were quite here.
No, we were not together on 9/11.
No. Yes, Roberta Fasanella and I were on the air together that day, and the things that happened during the course of, I stayed on the air for another 4 hours because the fellow who was to normally replace, well, didn't replace me, followed me on the air, was in the traffic that stopped and stayed where it was for 4 hours. He was driving by the Pentagon as the plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon. So we had him on the phone. And then we had a lot of people from around the country. You know, it was what you would expect. It was what radio did then and what it ought to do more of now. And that's just dealing with the reality of what is going on. So anyway, the whole business of what we're doing, what's transpired, Jennifer, in earlier conversations that Jay and I were having, a reflection on what we are doing, what is our country now? What does it stand for? Where did we go after September 11th? We went in what was actually, because of a horrible circumstance, we went in a good direction. We brought ourselves together. We put aside our differences. And what a shame it was that it took something like that, but it did. And it was effective for 6, 7, 8 years. And then things started to go back to the way they were, the political nastiness and the foolishness that goes on. Part of the broadcast that I want to go back to a little bit are some phrases and clips that came from a something that came out of the Good Day, the Good News Network, a woman reflecting on what happened that day and then what's happened since. There's a lot of inspiration around that we carry with us, and there are some pretty poignant things that came out of that. Was an 8-minute piece, and so we've taken a few minutes I just think we need to go back to this. I'm not trying to be a preacher, but there's so much to reflect on, and we are so screwed up, and part of it is this partisan bickering and nobody finding fixes to the problem. They just fight about it. Here is sort of a reflection on our nation divided.
How do you make sense of the senseless? We came together then, but one wonders when will we see that again. Shame on all those who would tear us apart, who are not genuine, they do not come from the heart. Whether politicians or members of the media or others on either side of the aisle espousing extreme views, always up for a fight, not open to differences of opinion because they always have to be right, which makes you wrong. Isn't that their repetitive song? We do not honor those who died when we haven't even tried to get past our differences, be open to other points of view. That's something those who died are due. They gave their lives for what? And their families got to pay, to be precise, too high a price. How dare we forget? We are supposed to be there for each other. Teach our children to come together, not fight and call each other disparaging names. This is not setting an example. It's playing a sick game.
One of the things that comes out of this this audio piece, at the end of the treatise, there's a focus on the biggest problem I think that we face in our country. So here is the reflection on what all of our inactivity and fighting has brought us on the border.
A man was just 4 when his Uncle Jimmy, who he is named for, died that day. In the annual reading of the names of the dead, this is what he said, reminding the politicians, quote, "It should not take a tragedy to unite us because of a dereliction of duty," unquote. Protect us from what's in store if we choose to ignore the warnings of experts who know better. But sadly, can't count on those in charge to practice prevention. There was no intervention before the 11th of September, and as a result, we will always remember.
The specifics of the border, but one example, and Jay and I, Jennifer, were talking about this as regards to anything that the government is doing. It's easy to be a critic, but it's time for us to go beyond criticism and get some results. There is practically nothing. We were going through on the Food, Farm, Family Report all of the things the government doesn't do that it's supposed to when it comes to inspecting food, for example, or products like insecticides that have, according to a study that came out this past week from the University of Toledo, the exposure to insecticides, certain insecticides, mostly from Monsanto and that ilk, cause autism, but yet we still allow them to be sold. We have products, food, that isn't being inspected, and thus the big, huge, mega agribusinesses are selling stuff that is making people sick. Where's the government on that? Where's the government at the border? Texas, the God border, it's a sieve. And then we argue, oh, it's Biden's fault, or when Trump was there, it doesn't make any difference. It still is what it is. And the government has become so big, so unwieldy, both Republicans and Democrats, everybody that is in our country is responsible for letting this happen. So when you think back to September 11th, 2001, and what hadn't been done, and how these people were allowed to come in here and train on our own airfields to do what they did, learn how to fly planes in Florida so that they could do what they did, you know, you wonder if we're not our own worst enemies. Karl Marx said we will be destroyed from within, not from outside. And there's a lot of that right now in my mind. I think you can remember, having been with me on a number of September 11ths, I go down this road and I find myself repeating what I've been saying year after year after year, and yet nothing is better. In fact, it's worse. This country is a mess. And we are not doing anything except fighting among ourselves as to whether we're Republican. And Jennifer, sometimes you say this, sometimes the people on the other side say the same thing. You know, it's all Biden's fault and Trump's wonderful and all that stuff. That's not, doesn't fix anything. And
well,
what is it, our job to fix something?
Too.
Say again, Jay?
There's a lot of vice versa. Throwing Trump in prison doesn't fix anything.
No, it doesn't. But I'm saying going beyond that.
I think more than that, I mean, I don't know. When I think back on 9/11, I think about the last time that I really felt connected with people. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
right.
It was a hugely negative day. But what came in the aftermath of that, when people were connected and people were working together,
yep,
and we all had understanding and empathy for one another, and we were standing together, we were all Americans. And I don't know, as negative as 9/11 was, I remember that. I remember feeling connected to people. And
mm-hmm. I wanted to help people.
It's just sad that it takes an act like 9/11 to actually bring us together. And it's sad that I can't think of a time when we felt more connected in the last 20 years.
No, it hasn't been a time. You can't think of one because there hasn't been one. And yet we go on and on. The headlines, Biden and Trump are tied in the polls. Who gives a rat's butt about what does that do to move us forward? Both of them are losers as far as I'm concerned. Where are the winners? We are all losers.
You're just saying that that's not helpful. So is it helpful when you say that?
It isn't. No, it's not helpful. What I'm trying to do is get people to think about what the alternatives are. How did we get to where we are? I don't understand it, frankly. I really don't. My psyche doesn't work that way. I had dinner with somebody last night, and one of the basic conversations we were talking about was how we help people. This lady has some migrants in her house. She's taking care of them because there's no way to take care of them, and they're just here. So what do? Take them out back and shoot them, or do you try to treat them humanely? This is the kind of stuff, and they wouldn't be here if we had a good border policy. She wouldn't have to take care of them. She didn't have to, but she decided she would. She's taking care of them because she's a good-hearted soul and saw people in need and said, okay, I have room in my house. You can come live here until you find some way of, you know, getting a job. But they don't, any of them have papers. They're just here. And how is that serving us? It's craziness. And on it goes. I don't know. It's so perplexing. I've been on the air for a long time, and I've told lots of stories over the years. But there has never been, nor probably will there ever be, a moment like the moment I experienced on September 11th, 2001, when I was on the air watching a television screen, a television that is full, the screen, the picture, is an explosion on a building with a fireball that goes 400 feet into the air. And then figuring out what it was about. And then a few minutes later, actually seeing the video of the next plane going into the next building. That's not something you never, ever, ever forget. So I take a deep breath. And
it's a heavy day.
My God. 22
years removed, it will forever be a very heavy day.
Yep. Well, all of this week, I think some of our conversation needs to be about this. And again, not pointing fingers, but what do we do? Is there a solution to this, or are we just too far gone? That's something else. I don't want to think that, because I think that the American people have a really amazing sense of spirit, frankly. Just need some leadership. 18 after the hour on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn. Social media time. The handle for you to connect with us is at Good Day Networks on all of the social media. I'm tired of mentioning, you know, Facebook and all, and X, and just all of them.
Tired of it?
Just tired of it, just going through the same.
It's a good way to get followers. I'm just tired of it.
Well, no, I'm tired of having to separate or this one, this one, this one, this one. That's why Jay fixed it so that we, all of our social media, you can connect with us the same way at Good Day Networks. That was what I was saying.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of X, X has marked the spot. Apparently, they're testing a new option that would enable certain content creators to gather email contacts from subscribers. This sounds kind of sketchy to me. He's fulfilling, this is Elon Musk saying, I want to fulfill a promise to creators. We're going to develop a new option that will enable subscribers to share their email contact information with a creator they follow. How dangerous is that, or is this good? Or
well,
what
it's
is
not
this?
An automatic. It's not an automatic. So if you subscribe to somebody, a little like subscribe pop-up window could come, and it gives you the option of whether or not you want to opt into email sharing. So it's giving users the authority of whether or not they want to have their email shared with these people, but then it's giving the content creators that access if the other user is okay with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they're not like automatically signing you up for these mass emailers. Because who likes that stuff? Come on.
Well, it's
all that junk mail.
Right.
Nobody likes it. They don't even remember signing up for.
Yeah. So that's the point, I guess. I don't know. I just look at all this stuff and apparently September 9th is the most popular day for birthdays. In other words, more people were born on September 9th than any other day in the calendar year. And so we've asked that question, or we've, for those who had a birthday on September 9th, what's the scoop? Andy Brinkley said, it's my oldest son's birthday. He would have been 43 today. It sounds like there's a story there. Yeah, exactly. Don Berg says, today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Born 1954. Let's see here. Terry Seavey says she would have been 3 months old. I use her more more frequently than I probably should, just because I feel connected to her, because she came to visit me on the farm.
Aww.
And she was very sweet. So anyway, when I see her, I kind of jump to whatever it is that she said. Thank you, Terry. John says, apparently a lot of New Year's festivities happened. Hello, duh. You think that's why it
is? It is always fun.
This guy really is on. This guy's on it, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The other ones, there's a lot of September birthdays attributing to New Year's, and then there are a lot of December, beginning of December birthdays, which I believe is around St. Patty's Day.
Mm. Valentine's. Well, it's Valentine's Day.
Little green beer?
Yeah. Right. Hello. Speaking of birthday news, a couple with the same birthday, they have twins that were born to them on the same day as well. So now the entire family shares the same birthday. How'd you like to do
that? That's cute.
Wow. Isn't that cute?
That's super cute.
Is it cute, or do you just like get kind of like sucked into the mix?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, you could do some cool thing of like all like the family all together, or you can pick different days you want to celebrate. I know somebody who their daughters happen to both be born on the same day, years apart. And while they have a family celebration on the actual birthday, they both get to pick 1 month before and 1 month after of when they want to have their own personal celebration.
My daughter's birthday is December 22nd. The 27th. And Miles, her son's birthday, is December 22nd. And we all celebrate, you know, before or after Christmas. It's kind of a fun thing. But I don't know. I've never known anybody who had an entire family share the same birthday. So that's really kind of cute. Good for them. Happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to them. It's now 28 after. This is Good Day.
When is the best time to buy wrapping paper? December 26. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen how much frozen turkeys are marked down the day after Thanksgiving? Beef and turkey are both rich in protein, vitamins, and minerals, but beef has twice the fats. So why gobble just one day each year? Those day after Thanksgiving doorbuster specials can be budget busters, but everything is on sale in January. And try Christmas shopping throughout the year when you spot something someone on your gift list would appreciate. And though I love the smell of a real Christmas tree, I bought a handsome $1,000 artificial tree for $400 in January. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Lawyers for Donald Trump are moving for the judge in the former president's federal election case to recuse herself. In a Monday court filing, Trump's attorneys said they're unsure U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan can remain fair and impartial. They worry if her past harsh statements about Trump's ties to the January 6th Capitol riots. She's also been harsher at sentencing time for ground-level Capitol riot convicts. She alone will make the decision whether to recuse herself or not. President Biden took time later in the day and thousands of miles away from Ground Zero to remember those thousands lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. Biden spoke Monday to military service members at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage Monday afternoon.
It's more important than ever that we come together around the principle of American democracy, regardless of our political backgrounds.
Nearly 3,000 Americans died on September 11, 2001. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Lance Stephen Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Stephen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here at the ready. I was looking at some of the things on the charts that we discussed 5 minutes ago, even though it was three days ago. Seems like 5 minutes ago. And you know what was off, what wasn't on the list?
What?
Nobody's guessing.
What's on the list?
Was that it?
I do not know what was on the list.
Well, listen, in order for us to accomplish what we're supposed to do here, you have to have a response to me when I ask a... Well, you have to.
We don't know.
Well, okay. So what's the point, viewers? What's the point of this program? Wait, this program is getting...
We don't know!
You've been spending a lot of time here over the years, Jennifer. You don't know what's going on, huh? We're supposed to eat well, move well, sleep well, and have some fun. And so I said, and I think both of you were listening. I looked at the survey, Chris Evans marrying this Portuguese actress. And I think I said, well, she's kind of cute. And then I thought to myself, well, should I be saying that on the air? And that sort of flies in the face of all this other stuff that we're talking about that becomes serious again. The business of where the country is and why we spend so much time correcting ourselves in matters that are maybe not that important. Does that sound bad if I say I don't think that I think we go overboard with some of our social justice stuff and what we're supposed to think and how we're supposed to act? And, you know, I said, all right, I'll give you a personal example, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We were teaching young Jasper how to count. And so I started one little Indian, two little Indians, three little Indians. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Super outdated.
Your daughter-in-law must have panicked.
Well, let's just say...
Did she panic or what?
No, she wasn't even listening. It was Brendan and Jasper and I. Brendan said to me, Gramps, do you think that's... He calls me Gramps when Jasper's there. You think that that's appropriate? I mean, obviously, Jasper's less... He's, 2 years old, and he doesn't know what it is. So I guess why is obvious, but yet it was an honest mistake. I didn't even think about it. So now it's pounded into us so that we don't do that because it's not politically correct. And the question is, on that instance, is it not politically correct for a good reason? And the answer is yes. But that doesn't mean that it's always top of mind. We went on to... I held up three fingers, and he counted to three. And that was the end of it. You know, it was in and out fast, but...
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I say something now that I think, and you both are the judges, juries, and executioners here, of course my children would be as well, or others who are around me who think that maybe I should be more cognizant. And then there are others who say, so what? So you made a mistake. So big deal. Or did you really even make a mistake?
Well, yeah, go ahead, Ben. Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's not against the law to say Indian. It's okay to say Indian. It's okay. You know, now you know it's Native American, but it's not like it's a bad word.
Okay, so let's go one step further. When I have been criticized for calling black people, because some people would rather... And this isn't even, by the way, from black people. Most of the black people I know refer to themselves as black. So when I don't use the term African-American, I recoil for two reasons. One, are you an African first or are you an American first? If you're an American of African descent, okay, that's square. But it's awkward to say, so that's why people say, well, that's why we call them African-Americans. Well, have you asked them what they want to be called? That's the other thing.
I think African Americans actually old school too, isn't it? I mean, Jay, I don't know people do that anymore either. I think
I've had these conversations with my friends and asked them, what do you find one offensive over the other? And only one prefers to be African American because they are they are more closely from Africa. Like, actually African American. Everybody else prefers black. But for us, do we prefer white or Caucasian?
White.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I didn't. Nobody's ever asked me that.
I prefer
honest.
Czech, Irish, Scottish, German, American, please.
I'm in the stand of, like, I don't care what you call me, just don't call me late for dinner. That'll just, like, that's where I stand.
Bada bada boom. My son has done a lot of work on what is it, 23andMe and the other one, Astrology Answer, not Astrology Answer. What's the other one called?
Ancestry.
Ancestry. I call it astrology.
Yeah. I like astrology.
So he's been very good about finding out things And he's doing it in concert with my sister, his aunt, who has taken the individual members of our family to try to figure out more about them. She's on the History Center here in Framingham, has done a lot of work on Framingham folks. There's a book that's been written, and I'm finding it fascinating, all the things that I knew that I know as present-day Framingham and where they were 100, 200, 300 years ago. And so in cases of, with Brendan digging around, he wanted to find out more about his mother. He wanted to find out more about me. And we found out that we have more Scottish heritage than anything else, which shocks the hell out of me.
Well, also, don't forget, so the reason that I have a little bit of Scottish in me is that most people who are, because you're Irish too, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but not much.
So most people who are Irish, like, okay,
a lot of German and Belgian.
Most people who are Irish they migrated from Scotland.
Yeah.
So that was that connection. Like, my family came from Scotland and then were in Ireland fighting for Ireland over the Brits. I mean, it's a whole, you know, whole lineage.
Yeah. All right, so there was a replay on, it was at Saturday night. I was home, and I was bushed. I wasn't ready to go to bed yet, but I turned on the television, and there was a replay of the day. It was a dramatization of the story of Lee Harvey Oswald and the day that Kennedy was shot. And for whatever the reason, I don't know whether there's something I missed here. Is there a reason for the refocus, if you will? I'm looking at a story that has come out from Cleveland, as a matter of fact, Jay, over the weekend, the story of a guy named Paul Landis, who was one of the Secret Service agents, who was 4 feet away from John Kennedy when he was shot. And he, for some reason, has been interviewed, and he had a different story to tell, than what most of the common media recall is of the being on the running board. He was on the running board of the car. And he thought the first time he heard the sound it was a firecracker. And then he turned around and looked at Kennedy, and he heard another shot. And then he heard another shot. So there were 3 shots that he heard. And so he's been reliving this grisly moment all of his life.
Well, and this was his first time working a presidential motorcade, too.
Yeah. So do you know the stories that have been in the Cleveland papers? Must be in the Cleveland Plain Dealer today, the story of this guy's interview. And what's going on and how he describes what happened. So with all this, for some reason, other people are just paying attention to him now. Did you hear of him before? Because your family's from Cleveland. Was he well known?
I think the assassination of the president took more of the forefront of everything that happened. Not many people thought about who else was in the car. But when you look at the pictures, he was the other, I believe he's the other gentleman that was in the back seat with the first lady, too. And this was
about John Conley. The governor of Texas was in the car with him. He got shot.
No,
he got
Landis.
One of the bullets.
Wasn't
Landis? Oh, Landis was in the back
was
seat.
Sitting
did
him?
He run over? He reached over to grab Jackie to protect her.
Yeah, I believe he's the one that pushed her down in the back seat.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things you think about it. They were in a convertible.
Mm-hmm.
You will
a Lincoln
not like you. That changed the landscape of how
everything.
Motorcades go because you will never.
That's when
see
people started to distrust the government. That was the first moment.
Yeah,
I think
because there was a lie. Then this guy's account.
Absolutely.
This guy Landis.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy Landis's account he's written a book, and that's why he's getting a lot of attention. But it pretty much rewrites the narrative of this day.
Yep.
And what happened afterwards. Jack Anderson wrote the definitive book on what happened to JFK. Nobody paid any attention to it. They said he was a lunatic. He put the mafia and Castro together and business, big business in America. And this story, I don't know that it corroborates because they're not really letting, priming the book by letting this guy do interviews, but he's not telling you what's in the book. So, that's why they'll sell a lot of books.
Well, one of the things I thought was kind of incredible, too, is with Landis, his account of the first family and how they made it a priority to anybody who was protecting the family. They made it a priority to immediately learn their names, learn about them, and not just in the sense of a security standpoint, but that these people are human beings and they're very important to our family. And on
he speaks well of the
second,
Kennedys.
The very second time of JFK meeting Landis, it was just they were walking past each other, and JFK stops and says, you know, like, "Hi, Mr. Landis, how are you doing today?" And just, it was one of those things that there was always, the Kennedys always had an immediate mutual respect for people, it seems, whenever you hear the secondhand stories.
I know you hate to hear this, but that's the same reputation that Trump has.
Yeah. Biden doesn't have it.
I'll give you that. One of the worst reputations.
Awful. Yeah. Anyway, that's not the point of this. Is this guy's 88 years old now. It's sort of, you know, when I think of this and what we were talking about with regard to September 11th, two of the darkest days in terms of my being an American living here. I was in high school. I was a junior in high school. And I remember going into the library and watching this on the old television set that was in there.
It was my dad's birthday.
Oh, my God. That's right. It is your father's birthday.
Yeah. I mean, that was really hard for him for a long time. He was just a kid, just a little boy.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be very interesting when this book actually comes out. Landis was never interviewed by the Warren Commission. Neither was anybody else.
Imagine that.
It was,
I'm sure that was just an oversight.
Now, you know what? You're right. The beginning of the end for trusting the government, and this is at the heels of LBJ, who didn't want the truth to come out for whatever. And it didn't turn out that he was a participant in all of this, except he didn't want the Russians to be implicated, which they were. They were up to their Mickey.
There was a lot that was done that day to allow this to happen.
Yeah.
The last minute change of route, the way that they did have the Secret Service around, that was all changed at the last moment.
Mm-hmm. So Landis says there was nobody there to secure the scene, Jennifer. Which was a big bother to me. All the agents that were there were focused on the president. They paid no attention to the crowd. Now, there is the story, at least part of it. Be interesting to see when that book comes out, 48 after the hour. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now, 53 past the hour, very thankful to have my friend Tom Kreidler back on the program from the Money Pit radio program. But he also has inspired people for years with the podcast. I think you did one of the first podcasts. You and I first started talking about podcasts eons ago, before podcasting was the thing.
That's right.
You were on it.
We were podcasting before podcasting was
Yeah, right, exactly. Before there were pods, you had podcasting on your mind. And we also, what we do when Tommy is here, is talk about what listener questions we have. And so this is from a lady named Lori, who's doing a deck makeover with composite decking. I had a chance in an auction a couple of weeks ago to buy a whole bunch of this decking because I was thinking of, I have a deck that I want to put on the back of the apartment down in the barn, and it's old, it's oak, but it's, you know, it isn't that great. So I figured I'd keep the superstructure and put the stuff on the top.
Yeah.
So what is this? The question has to do with whether she keeps the old joists there. Or replaces them. I guess that's part of what she sounds like. She's knowledgeable to the point.
She's committed to keeping the old floor joists, but she's concerned about all the nail holes that are there from the old decking boards. Because when you do a deck makeover, you take off the flooring part of the deck, and you keep the beams, right?
Yeah.
So she wants to know, you know, does she fill them in? How does she seal them? Fortunately, there's a product designed exactly for that, Lori.
Really?
It's simply called flashing tape. It's a self-adhesive sort of peel-and-stick tape that you basically roll down and tape off the tops of the joists and protects them from water intrusion. It comes one joist wide, and it comes like in a double wide for like a beam when you have two beams and two floor joists together. And it does that. And it also protects the joists against rot and decay by sealing around the new fasteners. Not only does it cover the old holes, but it seals the new fasteners as well, where they sort of burst through it. So definitely
who's clever enough to figure that stuff, to come up with that? That's clever.
Yep, it is. It is. And in fact, you know, Doug, I actually did a deck makeover about a year ago, and I hadn't intended to keep the floor joists until I got the boards off of the decking and saw what terrible condition they were in because of situations like that.
Are you talking about your house? I don't remember a deck at your house.
Yeah, no, actually, it was a house that we had bought in the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
We needed a new deck that we did this to. And by the way, you mentioned your oak boarded deck, that the boards were cracked and checked. I'm going to give you a trick of the trade for that. You know that if you take those boards off and you turn them upside down, you'll find that the bottom side is almost in pristine condition, usually a bit dirty. But because
I'm going to take them off,
it's not been exposed to the sun. There's no crack.
Dries them up.
You can just clean them up and get more life out of it.
There we go. All right, so let's talk about the upcoming episode of the Money Pit podcast, Stump Removal. Now, I'm involved in this development, and you wouldn't believe we have hundreds. We're building a development around the farm and a forest, really. And so, but we have to get some of the trees out.
Right.
So I have an excavator digging out, after we cut the trees down, digging out these stumps, and we're going to grind them up and use them for mulch, because that's what they do with it.
Right.
I get a big tub grinder. But for a lot of people, you cut a tree down, what do you do with a stump? You put acid on it, you get a stump removal guy to come in, what do you do?
Well, I mean, of course, you know, if you have a tree service and they have a stump grinder, that's the most optimal way, but it's expensive.
It is.
But there are some manual ways you can get rid of stumps. They're not quick and easy, but they do work. So, for example, one of the ways that you can do that is using a stump removal chemical. They're sold online. They're sold in home improvement stores. And they generally contain potassium nitrate, which speeds up the microbial process of decomposition. And they usually
the environmental yayas get all worked up about that,
sure.
Or is it okay?
I'm sure there may be, but...
you know, okay. Yeah. Listen,
what you want to do is you want to cut that stump as close to the ground as possible, and then you want to drill a whole bunch of holes in it. And I did this actually in my front yard. I had a stump to get rid of. And it took about 6 months to 9 months, I say, before it really started to soften up.
Right.
But you can't even tell it's there now.
Yeah, grind it up.
You put the holes in there, and you fill it with the chemicals, and you can cover it
with
a piece of plastic, which will accelerate it. See you later. It starts to go to work, and that's a natural way, somewhat natural way to get rid of them.
Yep. All right. We have the Money Pit newsletter as well. One of the old standbys is the kitchen cabinet routine. This must be a frequent question for you. What do we do with our kitchen cabinets?
Yeah, you know, everybody's trying to update their kitchens, and they're looking for inexpensive ways to do that because cabinets have gotten so ridiculously expensive. But, you know, a lot more folks are painting cabinets these days because the cool thing is that the trend towards a painted cabinet has actually come back. You know, so it's not a way to cover up something that in an odd sort of decor way. People are paying good money for brand new cabinets that come out all solid color.
Yeah. All right, good advice. Check it all out. MoneyPit.com, boys and girls. 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.